Ireland's Classic Hits, Saturday morning. It's Trina Mara here, and I'm delighted to have real life nurse specialist advisor Celine Daly on the line here talking all about your skin today. And I know that there's a skincare range for dry skin, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis. And unfortunately, Celine, the Irish have no luck when it comes to this at all, because so many of us suffer with skin problems, don't we?
Isn't it typical? Like, we never get lucky. You know, a lot of us have skin conditions we don't speak about. A lot of people have skin conditions that they don't talk about. So it's great to talk about it. And thanks for the opportunity, Trina, to come on. So we do know that Irish people suffer from a lot of, say, eczema. So 1 in 5 kids have eczema, 1 in 5 adults have eczema. And there's about 80,000 people in Ireland with psoriasis. Now, we don't have an exact figure, Trina, because not everybody with psoriasis will present their GP for treatment or go and be seen by a dermatologist. So effectively, we haven't counted everybody. So we're maybe probably underestimating when we say 80,000. But to get that in real terms, we feel that we could fill a whole park with the amount of people who have psoriasis in Ireland, and there'd be a queue going down Jones Road. So that's the kind of real imagery of how many people in Ireland have psoriasis.
And why do you think that is? Why do the Irish have a particularly bad? Is it the weather or something?
Yeah, a little bit of the weather and a bit of genetics. Psoriasis is a genetic condition itself. So often when patients come into the clinic, for example, they'll have a mother or father, brother or sister, uncle or aunt who had psoriasis. Funny enough, though, you often get patients and they'll say, no, nobody in my family has psoriasis. Then they go home and say, oh, I've been diagnosed with psoriasis. And next thing, Auntie Winnie says, well, I have psoriasis too, but people tend to cover up their skin when they have psoriasis and don't show it off. And we know that it's genetic, and we know that when you have psoriasis, you make more skin. People that don't have psoriasis make new skin cells every about 6 weeks, for example. And when you have psoriasis, you get new skin every 3 days. So that sounds great, new skin, more skin. You know, what's wrong with more skin? The problem is the skin cells you make when you have psoriasis are immature. They don't look like normal skin cells. They look white and scaly. Your skin looks red because of an immune system response as well. And it's a little bit irritated. So that's what psoriasis looks like. And typically psoriasis you get is on your elbows and your knees. Sometimes in your scalp, you get that kind of very bad dandruff look. Okay. And then sometimes people get something called gouttes psoriasis, which is small little, almost like raindrops in the cotton shirt psoriasis all over their body. Some people just get psoriasis with their nails. And then some people are very unfortunate, get psoriasis just at their hands and feet. And in some cases, this can get very serious, something called erythrodermic psoriasis or erythrodermic pustular psoriasis, where your skin gets red all over and you get pustular infection within it and you have to come into hospital for treatment. Okay. So it can go from very mild to maybe moderate severe and very uncomfortable and itchy, and people don't like the way it looks, really.
Yeah. If you think you have it, what should you do?
Absolutely, the first thing to do is to log on to irishskin.ie, because they have a great website with a free dermatology nurse specialist consultation line. You can ring, you can go through your symptoms on the phone with the nurse specialist, and she can advise you on your local centre to go to. The next thing to do is to go to your local GP, make an appointment. You might have a virtual appointment due to COVID-19. That's fine. There's no problem with that. And your GP can start you on the medications, the topical medications. So there's new creams. They're not just steroids now that we prescribe people with psoriasis. There's new different creams we prescribe. The very first thing to do, though, however, is to use a moisturiser and a gentle wash as well. Real Life have a great moisturiser now with a high urea content within it. And urea is great for getting rid of dry, scaly skin, particularly on the elbows and the knees. They have from 50% right down to 5% and everything in between. And there's a foam formulation in the U-Life range as well that's fantastic for the size of your arms or your legs or places that are hard to get to too. But absolutely to make sure to go and make contact with a GP, get your prescription, start using your moisturizer. But to know that we have some great treatments now for psoriasis that are prescription-based treatments too. So if you've got moderate to severe psoriasis, making sure you're checking in with your GP to be seen by a hospital-based consultant dermatologist ultimately, who can prescribe you safe, effective treatment. Remembering that 30% of people with psoriasis will develop something called psoriatic arthropathy or the arthritis associated with psoriasis. And we know that people with moderate psoriasis have more of a chance of developing heart disease and diabetes, for example. So we know people with severe psoriasis are about 50% more likely to develop things like diabetes and heart disease.
So
it's very important to check in from a holistic point of view, with your doctor, which we all should be doing anyway. You know, and the human being isn't just your heart or your lungs. We function as one unit. So certainly when you have psoriasis, you have a full body inflammation. So it's easy to see the psoriasis on the outside of the skin and diagnose the psoriasis. But if you have moderate to severe psoriasis, you have full body inflammation that's going on, and that needs to be monitored too.
Are there certain things then that should be avoided that might make it worse?
Yes, with psoriasis, alcohol is probably number one. Any amount of alcohol can flare psoriasis. And during lockdown, I think we all know, certainly the bottle bank beside me here is fairly tipping up here with the amount of bottles that are going into it now every week. And of course, trying to cope during a lockdown as well can be quite difficult. And if your skin is bad, you might suggest yourself have a glass of wine or a can of beer or something, you know, turning it to feel a bit better. But alcohol will always flare psoriasis. Certain drugs like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories flare psoriasis as well. Things like Dytene, for example, that you might take for bone pain. And if you have the arthritis associated with psoriasis, you may be taking anti-inflammatories. So just check that with your GP too. Stress is a big trigger for psoriasis. So things like, you know, COVID-19, lockdown, homeschooling, that will all flare psoriasis. So it's not unusual if right now, if you're teaching kids at home and you're pulling your hair out and you find that if you have psoriasis, it's getting worse. That's very typical. Mm. So again, to check in with a GP, you know, and just tell your GP you're feeling stressed. Checking in with the Irish Skin Foundation, for example, having a chat to somebody about your skin can actually relieve the stress quite a lot. So, yeah. And then even doing just the typical things like moisturising as well, it can make your skin feel more comfortable. It's so important to moisturise, because if we do prescribe prescription treatments, like topical treatments for psoriasis, if you will have a scale on your psoriasis, those topical medications will not work. So the scale acts like a little helmet on top of the psoriasis, preventing treatments from working. It's very important to get working with, say, like your rehabilitation, for example, to take that scale off so that your treatments will work so much better if you get the scale off. Also, it's the scale that creates the kind of embarrassment and, you know, the feeling, you know, you can see it on your clothes and you don't like the look of it. That's something that you can work on at home with things like the EcoFoam or the ULife 50.
And that's all safe. That's not going to irritate the skin or anything.
No, it's not going to irritate the skin. So again, it's a gentle formulation. And urea has been around for donkey's years, really. It can increase the amount of moisture within the skin. But again, it breaks down that dry, rough patch of skin, particularly on elbows and knees, for example. And so I suppose for the first time, we have formulations that are 50% urea. They're particularly good for, say, those elbows or the back of the heels. And even to pop them on at night time before you go to bed, say if your feet are very dry and scaly, to pop on the high potential urea, pop a clean pair of socks on top and hop into bed. And if you have psoriasis on your hands, for example, you can pop it on your hands and put on a pair of cotton gloves. If you go to sleep, when you wake up, pull off your gloves, pull off your socks and pop them in the washing machine. And you'll find that very hardened skin has been softened and the very dryness of it has gone as well. Okay. So it's really effective at doing that.
Celine, with psoriasis, I mean, there are people who will look at somebody with psoriasis and go, oh, I'm not going near them. Is it contagious at all?
Absolutely not. 100% not contagious. The absolute majority of skin conditions are not contagious at all. And that's the problem. The perception out there is that, you know, old skin, there's a rash. Oh, that's, I'm going to catch something. Absolutely not. And the horrible thing is, and I have the most wonderful patients, I'm up here in the Northwest in Sligo, and I've worked in dermatology now for donkey's years, and I have the best patients. They're brilliant people. And the stories I've had coming into me is of people going to swimming pools and being told to leave because of the skin conditioner, people in changing rooms and that people stand away from them. And it's horrible. It's an absolutely horrible feeling to be made feel like you have a contagious skin condition that is chronic, meaning we don't have an absolute cure for it. You can't do anything about it, and it's not contagious. That's really, really important. And something that the NHS that they're working on a lot as well is actually getting patients to talk to people about their psoriasis and say, you know, if somebody asks you, you know, what's your skin, say, well, it's actually psoriasis. It's something that I have. It's genetic. It's chronic, meaning there's no cure for it, but I can control it sometimes. But players, if I get stressed, you know, and just talk to people about your skin condition and then they'll understand more. But people have a lack of understanding really around skin conditions. And that's where the Irish Skin Foundation comes in really well, because that website is packed full of information across all areas of skin conditions where you can get information on it. So it's important, if you do have psoriasis at home, if you're feeling stressed, check in with your GP, check in with your family as well. And, you know, just tell them, God, my psoriasis is here at the moment. I'm feeling a bit stressed about it, you know, and just talk to somebody about it. That's really important as well.
And when you see people coming in, they're going to hospital, are they, for treatment?
Yes, so we run, so many, many years ago, Hume Street, people that are listening might be familiar with Hume Street, just around the corner from the Shelbourne. Hume Street was a skin hospital in Dublin. And say people from the country, so I'm from Mayo, people in the, from the country would go up and stay there for 6 weeks. So these were like kids and teenagers who had psoriasis, for example. And they'd stay for 6 weeks and they'd put topical coal tar on them, kind of a smelly substance on them, and they'd give them light treatment. And then they discharged them after 6 weeks. So they got, were educated up in Dublin and Hume Street as well. But that's not the model of care we want for patients moving forward. And two things, because you can't hospitalise people. It's an awful thing to do, especially to children, unless it's very serious and they must absolutely be in hospital. But the second thing is, I suppose, the treatments have moved on as well. And we have better treatments that are more effective and very safe at the moment, so people don't have to come into hospital. We do run a service called phototherapy. So we have that in Sligo and across the country as well. So phototherapy is a fake form of sunlight, a very safe form of sunlight that we shine on your skin 3 times a week for 6 to 8 weeks. And it just melts the psoriasis off, basically, because this safe form of UV light tricks the immune system into stopping the production of too many skin cells. And that's how it works. So it basically stops the immune system from working in a bad way. So we think of our immune system as this amazing thing, which it is. But sometimes it doesn't work in the way we want it to. And we don't know why. With psoriasis, we have no off button for the psoriasis. So we don't know why the immune system is exactly doing this. And that's where the research is going into. So what we do is kind of fool the immune system of the skin to stop the skin production. And that's what happens. And so just temporarily stops it. Now, we have patients that come into me once a year for this treatment. Their skin is good for about 9 or 10 months and starts to come back after about 10 months, let's say, and they come back for another treatment. In some people, it doesn't work at all. But in some people, it works brilliantly. So again, it's a very safe, natural form of treatment for psoriasis. And again, it's usually run by nurses, dermatology nurses. We provide a whole holistic care for the patient when they come into us for phototherapy as well. So people love it. They start on 20 seconds and build up to about 3 minutes, 3 times a week for 6 to 8 weeks. And again, those centres across the country. So if you have psoriasis and you're listening and you're interested in some of the phototherapy-like treatment, please check in with your local GP or the Irish Skin Foundation, isf.ie, who can tell you where your local phototherapy centre is.
Okay. And Céline, you're working away with Real Life Skincare as well. How's that all going?
Oh, it's great. Well, and again, Real Life, well, Menari is an Italian brand of skincare. It's kind of new on the market. But as I said, it's really exciting for nerdy people like me because they have this higher percentage of the urea that we haven't seen that you can buy over the counter before. So again, it's a formulation. Because I'm big on formulations. If something doesn't feel nice, you're not going to use it. If something is sticky or weird textured or too greasy, you won't want to use it. But the formulations, there's a 5% for the face, which is a fantastic moisturizer, especially during winter, even if you don't have psoriasis or eczema. There is a foam for the body, particularly on the outside of your arms. There's a condition called keratosis pilaris. It's like bumpy kind of chicken skin, very common in Irish skin again. And it happens on the outside of your arms, particularly if you have eczema. And it's great for getting rid of the eczema. It just unplugs those little follicles. And there is also a great hand treatment. And then the one that I love is the 50% urea on the Real Life range, because you can pop it on your feet and it just regenerates your feet overnight. Or if like me, you're a bit of a disaster with a fake tan. Now that I'm out of practice with fake tan. But if you're a disaster with a fake tan, you get the really brown heel. Get that Real Life 50 on and give it a good scrubbing. And it'll just literally take all that brownie fake tanny mark off your heels. So when you're getting your slingbacks on again in July, when you're outdoor dining or whatever, you can.
I was going to say, Céline, where are you putting your fake tan on to go to the kitchen?
I'm fooling myself. I like to fool myself on a regular basis.
Although, in fairness, you do have to look glam now because of all your Instagram videos you've been doing lately. You want to see the glam. Oh my God, she's amazing. Stunning, stunning.
If you've seen me at the supermarket, no.
How can we follow you, by the way, on Instagram? Because you've got some brilliant information up there. I was watching you for an hour the other night talking about skincare.
Brilliant. I'm on Céline Daly, dermatology nurse, on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, and Céline spelled S-E-L-E-N-E, which is a little bit different.
Just to be awkward.
Just to be different, exactly. Listen, we'll definitely have you back on. We'll catch up in another couple of weeks' time and we'll check out all the info you gave us today. Thank you very much, Céline.
Brilliant, fab, no problem.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.